Okay.
What were you saying, Tom? Sorry. You have your recorder?
You're on.
So Mr. Chad sits down. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. I call to order the Madison Plains Board of Education special meeting. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Anikas?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mr. Reinchild?
Here.
Mr. Stonebrock?
Here.
Mr. Oster and I are also here.
Okay, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, moving to public communication. Nobody has signed up. And actually, well, do we have anything for board work session? Anyone? Nope. We are only going to cover treasurer's report this evening and then some personnel items. So with that, I am going to turn it over to Mr. Mustang for the treasurer's report, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Anikas. A couple quick things. We had a transfer that was approved at our last meeting. It was from the general fund to our 599-9020 Title IV-A fund in the amount of $4,280.02. When we were doing our final project cash request, we found out that we had a receipt that was posted to the wrong account. So once that receipt was corrected, there was no need for that transfer any longer. So I need to ask the board to approve the cancel of that piece of the transfer, for one. The other item that I have here is an advance that's required from the general fund to the food service fund. This is to finding out today that a receipt that we were expecting in June is being delayed until July. So when we did the transfer last meeting, we figured that receipt into the amount. And since we won't be receiving that amount until July, we need to have an advance. So that advance would, it will advance the food service fund $63,000. And then in July, that amount will be returned to the general fund once that receipt is posted. The third item I have is just the amended appropriations. One, to deal with the advance that was required, and two, to deal with the ESSER III funds that have been, there's a need to go ahead and start to spend those funds. So those funds have been budgeted for and are in the amended appropriations for your approval. Those are the only two items I have in this season.
Very good. Thank you.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the Board approve financial items I-5 through I-7.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stonebrock?
Yes.
Ms. Reinchild?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay. My apologies, we do have a superintendent's report.
I should tell you that, but
yes,
that's all right.
Mr. Eisler?
That's just fine. Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, it is a pleasure to be with you tonight. Thank you for your time. Just a couple of quick items that I want to bring to your attention, just by way of discussion items very quickly. The first of which is we have submitted the our district's Safe Return to In-Person Instruction and Continuity of Services Plan. This is a plan that was we were told it needed to be submitted to the Ohio Department of Education. It is part of the federal requirements to receive some of the federal funds that we are going to receive. And so we have submitted this plan. One of the things that is important about it is that we are to receive some public input on it. And so what we are going to do is put this plan on the website, and our community members will be able to view the plan and will be able to comment on it. And then we will take that feedback. If there are changes that need to be made, we can make those changes. And then I will ask the board to formally approve the plan at our July 20th meeting. We are obligated to review this plan every 6 months. And so my plan right now is to review this plan either in late November or early December. And then we will do that again. And right now, the way things stand is that this will be in place through 2024. So that is that. The other piece that is there is the school district blended learning declaration form. We have submitted that. That was due by July 1st. So I have submitted that to the Ohio Department of Education. One of the rules that was in effect last year was that we were allowed to do what was called remote learning, and that meant that students could learn completely at home. That so far, the General Assembly here in Ohio has not stated that school districts are going to be able to do that in Ohio for the coming year. Now, that could change,
sure.
But at this point in time, that is not an option. And so for us to be able to provide some form of learning at home for our grades 9 through 12 students, we had to submit this declaration for blended learning. We are going to work over the next few weeks to develop a policy for this and develop some procedures. We will get that to you so that you can review it, but we will need to approve that then at the July 20th meeting as well. Okay, but we will get that to you, but we are working on developing those things. We are planning, as things currently stand, we are planning to have all of our students K through 8 present in the district for in-person learning this coming year. We are going to provide some options for some students in grades 9 through 12. We are looking at putting some attendance requirements and things like that, maybe some grade requirements in to make sure, because we had a lot of students who were at home last year who were not successful. We want to make sure that we're setting our students up for success. So, but we are planning right now to have an option available. With blended learning, there has to be some learning that's done here at school. The state is allowing the local districts to define that, so we will define what that is. But this way, for those who would like to do most of their learning at home, there will be a way to do that. So I wanted to let you know about those two things. Beyond that, all I have left is personnel.
Okay, so move to personnel.
Personnel real quick. I failed to list the $63,000 in the required advance in the agenda, so I've updated my agenda to include $63,000 for that amount, for the amount. I will update it online as well, and my apologies.
It's okay.
I want to make sure. I did explain it when I was doing
on the food service.
On the food service. So yeah. $63,000 from the general fund to the food service fund as an advance that will be repaid in July.
Okay, we will move to personnel then.
So, Madam President, just a number of routine items here. Unfortunately, there is one teacher resignation. We are not the only district that is experiencing a lot of movement this year, by the way. There are other districts experiencing this also. But there are also a number of hires there. There are some supplemental contracts before the board this evening, and excited that we do have one bus driver that is being added to our staff. We do need more, so if there are community members who would be interested in driving a bus for us, we would very much appreciate the opportunity to have a conversation. But we've hired some teachers here, or there are some teachers before you to hire. And then, of course, we have on the agenda this evening our junior high school and high school assistant principal. So I think that covers it for the most part. Oh, no, a guidance counselor. So very excited about that as well.
Madam President, upon the recommendation of the superintendent, I move that the board approve personnel items M2 through M10.
Second.
Discussion.
So you have a new band director too, right? In there too.
Yes. Okay. He was hired at a previous meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
Well. But, yes.
But listed out in the supplementals.
Yes.
Under his other
yes.
areas. Okay.
Thank you.
That's
yes.
good.
I apologize.
No, you're good.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley.
Yes.
Mr. Stenrock.
Yes.
Mr. Mason.
Yes.
Ms. Reinschild.
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
All right. We do not have any donations or any new items and no executive order. So with that, our next regular scheduled meeting will be held July 20th at 7 p.m. in this room.
Madam President, I make a motion that the board adjourn at 6:12 p.m.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Ms. Reinsho?
Yes.
Mr. Stenbrock?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinnikus?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. You are adjourned.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks.
I'm excited.
Kind of ready to go. August 2nd, it seems like a long way away.
Oh, I think that'll be here before you know it.
I'll be
right?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I think that's, yes.
Well,
go live, Dick. Mark, look at your stuff.
Being a director to do this, I was ready to start in 2 weeks. So,
it's 2 days. Good next meeting.
How great you.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Is that a regular meeting you're heading to?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
See, Mark.
Good luck. Bye, Mark.
See ya.
So I wasn't too far off on my estimate.
Okay.
6:12 wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's.
We started at 6:03.
Yeah.
We started with 6:03. Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome. If I would have been able to get Facebook going, we would have been done before 6:10.
I know, right? How much summer ago?
I know. That's the beautiful. I know. People ask me that too. And I'm like, I'm still working 12 hour days.
So I have a question for you.
Can we get a picture of Mr.
Yes.
I thought about that too.
Oh, did I stop it?